Yeah, that's Lear there, and one of the hit songs there from the movie I Went Down. And on the line now, interrupting rehearsals, I have Ro Bourne. How are you, Ro?
How's it going, Ollie?
So how's the rehearsals going?
Well, I haven't even got there yet. I'm sitting outside looking for the place somewhere on Richmond Road. But Bonzo and John just showed up, so I'll find it now any minute.
Okay. It's a new place down there.
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
So as I said, I haven't seen it, so I'm sure it's pretty good. Bonzo's after getting there. Booking it and all that, Robert, so I'm sure it's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Listen, tell us what's happening on Saturday now. It's a good lineup that you have there in Vicar Street, with you.
Yeah, great, yeah. Lear Pugwash and David Gray getting together, good friends of ours. They're trying their best to give us a dig out with this court case that we have coming up. It's on the 4th of November. Mm-hmm. It's been going on for 15 years. How it hasn't come to fruition in some state, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, both David Gray and his band and Thomas Walsh with Pugwash are going to give us a dig out on Saturday night, and we're going to try and raise some money to fight this case, you know.
And get it finalised. It has been a monkey in your back, as you say, there for 15 years.
It's been about 50 monkeys on our back, I think, you know.
Okay. But listen, congratulations as well on the concert with Damien down in... Donaghmeath. That was really terrific, the 40 years of the Residents Association. And what a day you got for it as well.
Thank God. It was one of the only days that week, I think, that the sun split the trees. You know, I was very worried about it in a sense, because I really wanted to get it done. You know, myself and Damien really wanted to do something, and really, we were really relying on the weather. If it had rained, we couldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have been waiting another 40 years.
But getting back to yourself and the band, I mean, the original band still all together after all these years and doing, four gigs a year you've been doing?
Yeah, we've been doing a few different gigs now. Everyone's involved in different projects. I have Earthquake here and Weedway and Robert's with David Gray and Davey's doing his thing and so on, and Colm and so on. Mm-hmm. But, we get together every now and again. We're great friends. We all love each other. We all love the band. You know, we're always been into playing our music, and really, that's what we stuck together to do. It's just somehow we're involved in this.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Absolutely ridiculous setup where, you know, someone can stop you from doing things for nearly 15 years.
It's crazy. I mean, if some of the young kids knew what was involved, they'd be very careful about what sort of contracts they sign, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you have to be. You see, the thing is, we're musicians. We're not businessmen. Mm-hmm. And we're still musicians. We've never become businessmen.
And that's the problem with a lot of it today. It's too much businessmen getting involved. Half of them don't even know anything about the music.
Yeah, of course. They just see a quick book or whatever it is, or, you know, so...
Well, two things about the band itself, I have to say. Any time I've been to see you, which is most times when you're on, I'll be going there on Saturday as well. You're much better live than you are on record, and I hope that's taken as a compliment.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think that also comes down to other people's influence too. When you're like live, it's just us and a sound engineer. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you're going through the process of making a record, it can be very difficult to get what you want down, or the way you hear it in your head, let's say.
Yeah.
And you have to be very lucky about who you work with. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, and the fan base that you have is phenomenal as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great, yeah. We're lucky, yeah. People really dig what we do to an extent, and we've had a lot of praise over the years and a lot of respect, and all we can do is give it back if we can, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, as I say, there was in the Workman's Club there beside Bono's Hotel when you were there earlier in the year. It was amazing that the people singing along with all the songs that probably have grown up with you as well, but some younger people who... I'm always amazed at people today that sing the 60s songs, but you're getting young people now that are singing Lear songs at the gigs, which is amazing.
Yeah, brilliant. You see, a good song is a good song. Doesn't matter what age it is or where it came from or whatever, you know, that way. So, luckily enough, I think people have passed it on to their younger brothers and sisters and even their kids at this stage, like, you know.
I listened about the song that I just played, There Are More Things, that was in I Went Down and that. How did that come about for the movie? Can you remember?
Basically, the people who were making the film at the time, Treasure Films, were looking for people to send in stuff, and we just sent our tape away, or demo away, or whatever it was, and they were choosing songs, and they liked that song so much that they picked it for the soundtrack, but they picked it as the theme tune, so they used that to advertise it and so on, so people got a bit familiar with it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's gas because only in the last while I was talking to John Kearney, who did that film Once with Glenn Hansard. And I'm having a chat with John about working on his next film, you know, maybe playing part of the soundtrack and getting involved in the acting end of the thing, because we did this Lear film. Shimmy did a Lear film for us a while ago. You've seen it yourself.
I did, yeah, fabulous.
And John got to see that, and he's very interested in what's going on. So there's things in the pipeline, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you might be out in Hollywood getting an Oscar like Glenn, would you?
yeah, you never know, you never know. Maybe in the North Pole I'll be while that's going on or something.
Well, anyway, you were saying there you're all doing different things as well as with the band over the years as well. But you were doing a singer-songwriter. Is that going on still?
Well, I haven't really done it for a while now, but there's still friends of mine that I was involved in who are continuing to do it. They're running it in the Bleeding Horse on a Sunday night up on Camden Street. So if there's any songwriters out there or whatever, go into the Bleeding Horse 9 o'clock or sometime on Sunday night, and they have acoustic guitar there. If you're into writing songs or singing, go in and see him. Fake is a great friend of mine, and he runs a great show. I used to enjoy doing it, but then I got involved in all sorts of different things that I couldn't really devote my time to it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a great thing to do, because I always find with young bands, we've had a few of them in here as well, and the big complaint that they have is that it's costing them money to play, which is a shame. Like, but it's been going on since the 60s anyway, but I mean, nothing really changes. But the things like that, you can just bring along the guitar and get up, and they don't have to pay a fortune.
Yeah, of course. Like, that's the thing. When you're playing various venues, they're going to charge you through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, you know, everyone's trying to make off. Everyone, that's the world we live in. It's terrible.
Yeah.
You can't write a decent song and hang on to it.
And
you're always going to try and take it off you or do something with it.
And talking about writing songs, you're still writing yourself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Plenty of stuff there to work on and to be, you know, finished off and to... You know, once a songwriter, always a songwriter, I'd say.
Okay. Well, I hope to see some hits coming out, I'm sure it's going to be a great success. On Saturday night, sure, I'll see you there.
Brilliant, Noel.
And I'm looking forward to having a good night. And yourself is on Pugwash and David Gray.
Excellent.
And I believe the tickets are going fantastically well, so if people want to book, they want to do it soon.
Yeah, it's going well, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to finish off. I'm going to play another track from your CD. This one is called The Wicker Man, another favourite of mine. But, Roe, enjoy your rehearsal this morning, and I'll talk to you on Saturday.
Thanks a million, Dolly.
Thanks a lot. See you.
God bless.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
And tell the lads I was asking for them.
I will indeed, yeah.
See you. Bye.
Bye.